The director of the Normal Public Library recommends going ahead with asbestos removal that will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. WGLT's Charlie Slinker reports that will trigger a special meeting to hear from an architect and environmental firm about the work.
The asbestos is in ceiling tiles and structural fireproofing on the portion of the library built in 1973. A 1992 addition does not have asbestos. Library Director John Fisher says any potential new library building is 8 to 10 years away. He says removal of the asbestos is the responsible thing to do for the public and for any future owner of the building because the fireproofing is cracking and separating from metal beams.
I would say we don't know to the extent it's delaminating, except for where we have rooms which are not in the public in the basement. We have rooms that don't have ceiling tiles, and we can see it because it falls on the floor. When that happens, we seal off the room and we call an environmental group to clean it.
Fisher says the asbestos issue also prevents the library from replacing lighting and doing other upgrades.
We're stuck. We get comments from time to time about our Wi-Fi, about our computer access. And none of these things can be updated because a lot of that is with wiring and network work above the ceiling, and we can't get up there.
An environmental firm has estimated asbestos removal costs of about $300,000. Fisher says the library would also need new lighting fixtures, air ducts, a ceiling, portions of some walls, and perhaps new carpet as a refresh of the facility at the same time. There is no estimate yet on that work. Andy says the project would dislocate the library for an estimated 9 months.
We don't have to move entirely, necessarily, but we wouldn't have the public in the building during the work. At least that's the proposal. The 92 addition is not part of the abatement, so it's possible we could work out of there if it were sealed off properly, but no public in the building.
He says they would still do curbside pickup. The library would hold some events and programs outdoors if weather permits and could look at temporary quarters for some other functions. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
The Normal Public Library Board has scheduled a special meeting for May 17th. That's when it will hear from an architect and environmental firm about the work.